Blog Talk Radio.
I've been trusting and confessing the wrong thing was been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing and I'm making a move. I'm hesitating and I'm nervous, but that one word just feels like it's gonna be alright. I can make it through the night. Don't wanna hear mama say, or daddy say, or sister say, or brother say. I just wanna hear you.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Do I need to get back in?
You're fine where you are. I don't know if we're going to be able to do anything. I can't get everybody else in.
Okay.
Yeah, the system's messing up again, but hopefully they'll come in a minute.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Oh, great. It came through finally. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, I see we have Auntie Betty. Good evening.
Good evening.
Auntie Dot, good evening.
Good evening.
And we have Hubert, good evening.
Good evening.
And Mom, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, everyone. For this is the day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's see. Here, you want to pick up reading and numbers so we can see if anyone else is going to call in. I forgot to follow through with numbers.
Amen.
Well, no, Auntie Betty. It's Auntie Betty.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm starting at verse 16, chapter 34. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, these are the name of the men which shall divide the land unto Eleazar, the priest, and Joshua, the son of Nun. And ye shall take one prince of every tribe to divide the land by inheritance. And the name of the men are these, in the tribe of Judah, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and the tribe of the children of Simeon, Shema, and the son of Ahmad Hood. Of the tribe of Benjamin, and Edad, the son of Kishlon, and the prince and the tribe of the children of Dan, Bukai, the son of Joash, the prince and the children of Joseph, of the tribe of the children of Manasseh, Hangli, the son of Ehud, and the prince and tribe of the children of Ephraim, Kemar, the son of Shelton, and the prince and the tribe of the children of Zebulun, the son of Pahar, and the prince and the tribe of the children of Issachar, the son of Amazon, and the prince and tribes of the children of Ash, Ahai, the son of Shemai, and the prince and the tribe of the children of Naphtali, and the son of Ammonhood. These are they whom the Lord commanded to divide the inheritance unto the children of Israel in the land of Canaan. Want me to keep reading chapter 35?
We can stop there.
Amen. That's the entire chapter 34.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty. Let's see here. We didn't have any new callers, so we'll just go on with the program. Welcome to the Nolan Family Weekly Program. We pray that you all brought some good news to share, if not, just say pass. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, please.
Dear Lord, we come to you once again in our family prayer. We ask that you bind this line and loose your angel to protect us as we share our prayer with you. Oh, Lord, open up all our heart to receive your spirit right now. Help us to actually listen to your word. Guide our mind to accept the teaching and for us to seize the moment that we spend together today. In your precious name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that blessing, Mom. We'll go right on into our program. Let's see. Next, I have Auntie Dot. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm reading out the prayer book, Prayer That Changed Things, Mark 9:24. Dear Father in heaven, I ask you to forgive me of all doubting and to cleanse me with all uprightness. Help me in the area of unbelief. I want to believe all the promise of your word, which are yes and amen in Christ Jesus. I want to be like Abraham, who did not struggle at your promise, but was grown in faith, giving glory to you. Help me to walk in faith, dear God. Help me to stand fast in the faith and to be strong. I thank you, Father, that I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, though it is Christ who lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of your Son, who loved me and gave himself to me. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie God, out of the prayer book. Next, I go to Hubert. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
You coming out of the reading prayer book. After saying the sinner's prayer for salvation, you hear him point. Thank you, Heavenly Father, God. I love you, and I thank you, Jesus. And thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus, that you are alive in me. Lord, thank you for all that you have done for me by making me your son, daughter, through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for taking all of my sins, all of the sins, the guilt, the shame, and the weight of all burdens of those sins from my soul. Promise me, Lord, to live and move in your way, to hear and know you are all the days of my life, and walk with you in your righteousness forevermore. Lord Jesus Christ, teach me what it means to abide in you, and you in me, no matter what this world, fallen, corrupt life, or the devil throws at me. Your will be done in and through my life as a light, so other people may come to you and know you. Continue to praise him. Get some praise and worship CD of music and celebrate Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Hubert, out of the Red Prayer Book. next I'll go to Mom. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Okay, I'm coming out of Matthew 1-21. It said, born to save his people. What made Jesus great? Was it his family line that he came from, the lineage of King David and Solomon? Or was it that he was born of a virgin? Was it all the miracles he performed? The feeding of the 5,000, walking on water, was it that a woman was healed by touching the hem of his garment? While there are signs signified and marvelous focus of who Jesus was and what he did for others, I would like to suggest that the greatest thing about Jesus is that he came to save us from ourselves. The angel said he will save his people from their sins. Jesus came not only to deliver us from a series of actions, but to transfuse us with his godly nature. Our new life in Christ will result in new attitudes and values, new ways of walking and new ways of talking. The birth of Jesus symbolically that all who follow him will also be born into new abundant life. Creation within them by the same Holy Spirit who created the life saving Lord within Mary. Our greatest and loving Savior came to transform our spirit so that we are no longer slaves to our desire and sin, born into a new life in Christ. We no longer say, the devil made me do this. Instead, our love for God compels us to say yes to his way, which are light and life to us. Through the testimony of his life and the shedding of his pure, innocent blood, we find forgiveness for our sin and the power to live in liberty and God's glorified way. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of Matthew. Next we have Auntie Betty. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of 1 Corinthians chapter 15. The moral brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preach unto you, which also you have received, and wherein you stand, by which also you say, if you keep in memory what I preach unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I deliver unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sin, according to the Scripture, and that he was buried, and he rose again the third day, according to the Scripture, and that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that, he was seen above 500 brethren at once, in whom the greatest part remained unto this present, but some has fallen asleep. After that, he was seen of James, then of all the prophets. And last of all, he was seen of me, also as one born out of due time. For I am the least of the apostles, that am not meant to be called an apostle, because I persecute the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. But I labor more abundant than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me. Therefore, whether it was I or they, so we preach, and so ye believe. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty, out of 1 Corinthians. Let's see here. We have Angela attending her book club meeting tonight, and may God bless her in her meeting. Amen.
Amen. And Auntie Carrie had a
catering. And Auntie Carrie is with us due to the fact she had to work tonight. So may God bless
Amen.
Her.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut in, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you do for Auntie Wally, Auntie Betty, Auntie Janet, Auntie Marie, Auntie Dot, Auntie Carrie, Mother May, Sister Angela and family, Sister Shirley and family, Bruce Lappy and family, Freddie and family, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Dave, Uncle Willie, Uncle Gary, the Lakeler family, the Allen family, the Thomas family, the Verner family, the Simmons family, the Lowe's family, the Williams family, Jarrell and family, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, the Cody family, the Franklin family, LaTanya family, the Ross family, Miss Brown and family, Vanessa and family, Carlos and the Wells family, Mary Ann and family, the Hurd family, Tawana and family, McClure family, Essie May and family, Desert Kendrick, the Peters family, Reverend Slappy and family, the Moore family, Lenny and family, the Moody family, Ruth Edwards, Charlie and family, Tony, Eric, Brian, Malachi, DeMarcus, and anyone else that we are not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we plead the precious blood over our sick and shut-ins, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. We ask that you give them the strength that they need to keep pressing forward with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And Father God, we thank you for your Son. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Praise God.
Amen. Amen. All right. We are honoring birthdays, and since we haven't been on for a couple of weeks, I think we have April the 14th through May the 4th. And Auntie Dot, I know you have a couple birthdays in April. Am I correct?
Yes. Tawana, Bera. Tawana and Bera, Shara, Elnora, Andy, and who else? Alfred.
I'm sorry, who did you say after Andy?
Alfred, your Uncle Alfred's birthday. And I think Basin, that's about it.
Okay.
Did you hear me?
Uh-huh.
What'd you say now?
Alfred, did you hear me?
I heard you say Alfred.
Yes, he's the 24. So I think that's it.
24.
Oh,
what day Tawana was?
Yeah, 19th, and Bill were the 21st, and there were the 18th, Cheryl were the 19th, you know, was the 20th.
Okay, and then I had my daughter Latoya on the 17th.
Yeah. Right.
And then her son Kamari will be on May 3rd.
Okay.
So we have quite a few birthdays that we need to recognize for the past
yes.
3 weeks. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Mom, would you do us the honor of singing the birthday song tonight?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. God bless all of you. Happy birthday to you. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And many,
amen.
Many more.
More.
Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Thank you for that beautiful song, Mom. Next we have our praise, praise report, testimony, song, a poem, or even more Bible verses, or you could just share what's on your heart. I will start out with Hubert. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I have a praise report, and I'm going to read Psalm 23. My daughter Hazel will be visiting me. My daughter Hazel will be visiting me this week. She'll get here on Thursday.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, and the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You are not my head with oil. My cup overflows. Truly goodness and love to follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. So we're calling on for traveling mercy for our Sister Hazel on Thursday. Praise God.
And also for Tawana and Sideri, traveling the mercy for them. Also, they're leaving out Thursday.
Yeah. They're leaving out Thursday?
Yeah, going to New York.
Okay, amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen. Okay, I will go next. And I'm coming out of Joel Osteen, and it says, expect God's best. And you can get the reading out of Isaiah 40. And it goes on to say, the Bible says, faith is the substance of things hoped for. One definition of hope is confidence. Did you know that you can't even have faith if you don't first have hope? Your expectations set the limits for your life. If you never expect anything good, then you're never going to receive anything good. If you don't expect things to get better, then nothing will get better. God promises to meet you at your level of expectancy. That's why Jesus said in Matthew 9:29, according to your faith, be it done unto you. One translation simply says, have what your faith expects. Start expecting to overcome every challenge you face and for God to meet all of your needs. Live every day of your life filled with anticipation that God is going to bless you abundantly above and beyond your wildest dream. Amen.
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 Amen. Okay, next I have Mom. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes,
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Oh, I thought somebody else was talking. I want to read something out of the upper room. I just want to talk about our trip. Our son, my son, Bruce, gave us a trip. Well, he had us to meet him in Las Vegas last Sunday. And he was there after Tuesday, and he treated us so good. He really gave us a vacation. And
amen.
For all of that, and then my granddaughter is coming here Thursday, and she want to go to the Grand Canyon. So we got another 5-hour drive to the Grand Canyon, which is good.
Praise
and
God.
I just hope and pray everything go well. And
amen.
I'm looking forward to people come here.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
God.
Yeah. And I want to the upper room, say, great in the kingdom. You can find this in Romans 2:17-21. Can you who teach others, do you not teach yourself? You who preach against stealing, do you steal? You who say that people should not commit adultery, do you commit adultery? Some years ago, I was asked to teach the Bible study. I was reluctant to do it, and the coordinator asked me why. I replied that it wasn't about the teaching, but that I didn't want to be a hypocrite. If I was going to teach the Word of God, I would have to watch the way I live. If I have not been serious in my walk with the Lord, I now must begin to be. I must settle down to first teach myself following the word of the day's life, and only then teach others to do the same. We don't become great in the kingdom of God by merely teaching the word of God, but by obeying it, preaching it, and then teaching it. Jesus isn't delighted in a life that only teach the word without practicing it. Instead, he both taught his disciples and set a good example for them in leading a life of faithfulness, obedient to God. And the prayer said, dear Father, help us to follow you and act on your word daily. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Great in the kingdom. Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of the upper room. Next, I go to Auntie Betty. Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'm coming out the book of Psalm 100. And make a just noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, that he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter unto his gate with thanksgiving, and unto his court with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name, for the Lord is good. I'll repeat that again. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endure to all generations. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for that reading out of Psalms 100. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, next we have Auntie Dot. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of prayer that changed things. Psalm 33, verse 20. O Lord, my God, you are my help and my shield. And because this is true, the feeling of helplessness, I've been experiencing a deceptive. I am not helpless, for you are a very precious help to me. Because I know this is true, I will not fear. I will lift my eyes unto the Lord, for all my help comes from him. He will not permit my foot to be moved, and he will never slumber. Father, thank you that I now know that my help is in your name. Lord. I would not fear, because I know you always with me. I would not be dismayed, or will I feel helpless, because you are my God. Thank you for strengthening me, helping me, upholding me with the right hand of your righteousness. Help me always to remember, Father, your wonderful invitation to come boldly unto your throne of grace, that I may obtain mercy and find grace to help in my time of need. Near at your throne is where I will find the help I need, and therefore I will not feel helpless ever again. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading. I see God out of prayer that changes things. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Okay, is there anything anyone else would like to share with the group before we go into our closing prayer?
No.
Well, I would like to say I hope everyone had a wonderful Easter, the resurrection of our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Yeah. Amen. We did.
Yeah. Okay, if there's nothing else to share, everyone would bow their head for the closing prayer, please.
God is love. Lord, you are our God. We will exalt you and praise your name, for in perfect faithfulness you have done wonderful things, things planned long ago. God is love. He is always with us and will give us the strength that we need to do all that he has planned for us. Let's take this love with us throughout the week in everything that we do and everyone we meet. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And amen.
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 Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you for that closing prayer, Mom. Before I go into the conclusion, I would like to offer up parts for next week. We have numbers, Bless the Prayer Line, Sick and Shut In, and the Closing Prayer. So any takers on any of those?
Well, I'll read me.
Sorry, Hubert?
Yeah, I'll read numbers.
You want numbers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll do the blessing of the prayer line. Blessing of the prayer line.
Blessing the prayer line.
Yes.
Okay, any other offers up? We have Sick and Shut In, Closing Prayer.
Closing Prayer,
right,
Betty Williams.
Auntie Betty, you going to do the closing prayer?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Okay, so I have Hubert doing numbers, and we're in 35. Just about done with the book of numbers.
Okay,
Numbers, hallelujah. And then Auntie Dot will be blessing the prayer line next week. And then Auntie Betty will do the closing prayer. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellum family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. And we pray that there was something shared that would help us through our busy week. And Father God, we ask that you continue to bless our president and everyone in the White House. Bless America, Israel, our schools, and our prayer line. Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemy. And remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a glorious, prosperous, victorious week. And before I say good night, I have to say thank you, Auntie Betty, for that wonderful reading in Numbers. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We love you all. May you all have a blessed week. And good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Love you.
Good night. Love you. Good night.
But that one word just feels like it's gonna feel right. I can make it through the night. Don't wanna hear mama say, or daddy say, or sister say, or brother say. I just wanna hear you.
I would like to leave you with this prayer for the week. It says, Dear Father, thank you for your hand of blessing on our life. Today we promise in our heart to raise our level of expectation and hope in you. Thank you for putting your desires in our hearts and bringing them to pass in our life. To God be the glory. Everyone say amen. And now, family, we love you all. Bye.